A report for the Bureau of Communications and Art Research has released a new analysis paper on private sector support for Australia's arts and culture sector. The report found that private funding for the arts has grown in the past 6 years in Australia and plays an important role in providing a supportive environment for the arts. Sunita Osborne reports.
Private sector support for the arts in Australia, including donations and sponsorships, is estimated to have grown from $221.1 million to between $268 and $280 million over a period of 6 years. The support has brought donors, businesses, artists, and art organisations together through giving, investing, partnerships, and volunteering. Acting co-director for the National Association of Visual Arts, Penelope Benton, says private support has grown due to Australians recognising the importance of the arts.
I think this goes together with the increasing number of Australians engaging with the arts and really recognising the positive impact that the arts have on our lives at every level, to stimulate our minds, shift conversation, challenge what we're told, entertain us, tell our stories. I think art is a really powerful tool. It's really the only international language that we can all use to communicate with each other, regardless of background, heritage, age, position or ability, whatever it is. And I think the new report, also issued by the Australia Council last month, separate to this report, revealed that one in four Australians are giving time or money to the arts, which I think really reflects the value that art has on our lives and is testament to what we as people feel as is important in our country.
Ms. Benton says private sector donors have enabled artists to create a greater variety of work as government funding continues to shrink.
It allows us to produce more work, more variety than what the funding bodies are prepared to or able to support, which of course means that the arts can also reach a wider audience and more diverse audience. While we all appreciate that the government support can never really be an absolute source of funding for the arts, too much pressure on the private sector to pick up the gaps left by the government from the declining levels of funding over the last few years, which has had a massive impact, particularly on the small to medium visual arts sector. What really should be happening here is the government follow the lead of the public sector. In the last few years, since the last election, the federal government has cut a staggering $300 million from the arts, green, gaming and major cultural institutions, which has resulted in an unprecedented destabilisation of the arts and cultural sector. And the sector is and has been for the last year been in a state of crisis. So the public sector are really picking up. Really contributing to this.
She says private sector support for the arts can be maintained by artists continuing to create exciting projects.
I think that in general, private sector support can be maintained by the arts sector by artists and people continuing to make great things and exciting things that inspire people to contribute to the growth, to the presentation, to the production of work. I think it's really exciting that people are sort of DIY grassroots level thinking, well, we want art here, so we're just going to contribute and make it happen. It's very exciting.
The art sector is an important platform as it gives a voice to various members of our community.
One of the campaign messages that the sector used last year was that art changes lives. And it is really as simple as that. It changes lives of people who make art in all different capacities, and it changes, as I said, the way we can communicate with each other, the way we can think about things, reconsider things, changes perspectives, and it also gives voice to the voices that aren't heard in the mainstream platforms. Yeah, it's a really powerful tool for expressing a different way of thinking and a different way of feeling and a different way of being.